Living History Museums by Tara Schatz, published April 26, 2022. So what exactly is a living history museum? A living history museum, also known as a living museum, recreates historical scenes and time periods using live actors or costumed historians in meticulously recreated settings. There are living history museums that specialize in a variety of historical time periods and events, depicting everything from Native American settlements and colonial villages to pioneer homesteads and Wild West encampments. We have found living history museums to be particularly useful as homeschoolers, and over the years, we have planned numerous trips and vacations around a historical time period that we just happened to be studying. Our young adult kids still talk about how much fun they had learning history while homeschooling. According to Wikipedia, there are hundreds of living history museums throughout the United States. The following list is a sampling of our absolute favorite living history museums that we explored on our travels, but there are hundreds more that we have yet to discover. Mystic Seaport Museum, Mystic, Connecticut. Time period, an 1800s seafaring village. This seafaring village on the shores of Mystic, Connecticut is a popular living history museum that will immerse you in the rich fishing and sailing culture of the 19th century. At Mystic Seaport Museum, dozens of historic New England buildings host storytellers, craftspeople, historians, and musicians in Mystic Village. These beautiful buildings aren't replicas, they're historic buildings from all over New England dating back to the 1800s that were transported to Mystic Village to recreate an authentic seafaring town. Here you can explore all kinds of bustling maritime trades, including shipsmiths, coppers, wood carvers, and riggers. While you're exploring Mystic Seaport, be sure to tour the Charles W. Morgan, the oldest commercial ship still in operation. First launched in 1841, it was once part of the huge fleet of whale ships that numbered more than 2,500. You can also cruise down the Mystic River on a coal-powered steamboat or captain a wooden rowboat of your own. The Children's Museum at the Mystic Seaport is a highlight for kids under 7, and if you're in town for more than one day, check out Mystic Aquarium, where you can see beluga whales and penguins up close. Summer is the busiest time to visit Mystic Seaport, but don't let that stop you. There's really nothing like a summer visit to the New England coast. If you decide to go in the off-season, be forewarned that some exhibits will be closed and staffing will be limited. Where to stay? Our favorite place to stay in Mystic is the Inn at Mystic, which is affordable and family-friendly, plus it's just a short drive from Mystic Seaport Museum. Be sure to take advantage of the outdoor pool in the summer. Plymouth Pawtucket Museums, Plymouth, Massachusetts. Time period, 17th century colonial settlement. My kids love visiting the original settlement of the 17th century English colonists in Plymouth, Massachusetts. This living history museum takes you back to the 17th century when English settlers first arrived on the shores of New England. Here you'll find historic interpreters that will interact with you as strangers, teaching you about life and customs and cultures of the time. The settlement at Plymouth expertly recreates the year 1627 in a way that is fascinating, incredibly fun, and educational. Climb aboard the Mayflower II, a replica of the original wooden ship that brought the pilgrims across the Atlantic. It's so much smaller than you would imagine, especially when you think of 102 passengers that had to cram aboard to make the original journey. Historic Pawtucket at Plymouth Pawtucket Museums lets you get a glimpse of what life was like for the American Indians living nearby in 1627. Unlike the English village, the Wampanoag people you meet there are not actors. They are members of the Wampanoag tribe dressed in historically accurate clothing. They will happily converse with you, but it will be from a more modern perspective. Plymouth is open from March until November, and if you're planning a New England road trip, both Plymouth and Mystic Seaport are must-see attractions. Where to stay? We love that Hotel 1620 Plymouth Harbor is within walking distance of shopping, restaurants, and the waterfront. There's an indoor pool as well. Shoal Creek Living History Museum, Kansas City, Missouri. Time period, 19th century Missouri Village. Shoal Creek Living History Museum is a small 80-acre village located in Hodge Park in Kansas City, Missouri. The museum maintains 21 structures with 17 authentic 19th century buildings dating from 1807 to 1885. While the museum grounds are free to wander through and are open every day, the real treat comes in checking out the special events that are offered throughout the year. During special events, the village comes to life with historical reenactments that include skits, skirmishes, and interesting demonstrations. First Saturday events are free during the summer. Even if you don't make it to one of those special events, don't pass Shoal Creek by. The landscape is beautiful and the historic buildings are meticulously preserved. Connor Prairie, Fishers, Indiana. Time period, 19th century Indiana. Step back in time and immerse yourself in life on the prairie in 19th century Indiana at Connor Prairie. The time is 1836 and life is pretty hard. Mostly you'll find men and women, actors doing chores, chopping wood, tending animals, gardening, creating pottery, and cooking. Both kids and adults are encouraged to join in, and the actors will happily answer all your questions while in character. The highlight of the sprawling Living History Museum might just be the interactive 1869 balloon ride. Full of exhibits and activities that can help you understand the trials and tribulations of manning a balloon, the fun culminates with a tethered balloon ride high above the prairie. I've heard the view is spectacular, but I'll keep my feet planted firmly on the ground. Thank you very much. Connor Prairie is open year-round, but some outdoor exhibits close during the winter months. Go out of your way for this one. It's well worth it. Where to stay? We recommend the Holiday Inn Express, which is very family-friendly with an indoor pool, beautiful rooms, and within a short drive of Connor Prairie. Colonial Williamsburg, Williamsburg, Virginia. Time period, Colonial America and the Revolutionary War. Revolutionary War soldiers at Colonial Williamsburg, my favorite living history museum. Colonial Williamsburg in Williamsburg, Virginia, is so well-crafted and so immense that a simple drive-by will not cut it. In fact, I recommend a full weekend to really immerse yourself in colonial times. Pinch a tent nearby or reserve a room at one of the local hotels and give Williamsburg a few days. The recreated city of Williamsburg is teeming with revolutionary spirit as the colonies move toward war with Britain. Not only are the townsfolk in character, but there are reenactments throughout the day. You will find yourself immersed in the struggles of daily colonial life, but also be there as the colonists decide whether or not to remain loyal to the king. You'll witness the news of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and you'll stand by as Benedict Arnold tries to take over the town and is instead tried himself. Colonial Williamsburg is the largest living history museum in the United States and is open 365 days a year. Where to stay? Might as well go all in and stay at Great Wolf Lodge, where you and your kiddos will have access to the indoor water park and children's spa. It's located just 5 minutes from Colonial Williamsburg.